Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete Edge. Quick sports motivation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be real, we've all been there hitting a wall, feeling like we're stuck in a rut. Maybe you're training for that marathon, trying to crush it at work, or just aiming to level up in life. Whatever the goal, sometimes there's limitations. Those pesky boundaries we set or feel or set on ourselves can feel insurmountable. But here's the thing, understanding those limitations isn't about accepting defeat, it's about using them as fuel to propel you forward. This episode is all about digging deep, figuring out what's holding you back, and then, boom, learning how to smash through those barriers. It's about that mental game, the grit, and the sheer willpower to push past those comfort zones. Trust me, this stuff is gold, whether you're a seasoned athlete or just someone looking to level up their everyday game. So, what are some of these limitations we might be facing? Ever felt like your confidence took a nosedive after a string of setbacks? Maybe you've got that voice in your head whispering doubts about your abilities, you can't do it, it's too tough. That right there is a limitation, a self-imposed roadblock. Or maybe it's fear of failure holding you back. We all have those moments where the thought of not succeeding is scarier than actually giving it our all. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer these limitations and unlock your full potential. Number 1, acknowledge them. Just admit it. Saying out loud, hey, I'm struggling with, but this fear of failure is really getting in my way can be incredibly liberating. Once you recognize those limitations, you can start chipping away at them. Think of it like identifying a weakness in your training, knowing what needs work is the first step towards fixing it. Number 2, challenge those negative thoughts. That inner critic, that voice telling you you're not good enough. Yeah, time to give it a serious reality check. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? Or what evidence do I have to support this? Often, those thoughts are just unfounded fears, and by challenging them head-on, you can start rewiring your brain for positivity. Number 3, focus on the process, not just the outcome. Remember, every champion, every successful person, has had setbacks along the way. It's about how you handle those challenges that truly matters. Shift your focus from just reaching the end goal to enjoying the journey, learning from each step, and celebrating small victories along the way. Number 4, surround yourself with supportive people. You know, those friends who believe in you even when you doubt yourself. Those mentors who offer guidance and encouragement. Seek out those positive influences who lift you up and remind you of your capabilities. They're your cheer squad, your accountability partners, and they can make a world of difference. And finally, number 5, remember that failure is a stepping stone to success. Seriously, it's not the opposite of success, it's part of the process. Every setback, every stumble, is an opportunity to learn, grow, and come back stronger. Don't let fear of failure paralyze you. Embrace those challenges, learn from them, and keep pushing forward. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're training for a big race, right? You hit that wall mid-run, your legs are screaming, and doubt starts creeping in. Your mind whispers, just stop, it's too tough. But then, remember those 5 key takeaways. You acknowledge your fatigue, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on getting through the next mile, lean on your supportive running buddies for encouragement, and realize that the setback is just fuel to push harder. Boom, you finish that race feeling empowered. That's what it's all about. Understanding your limitations isn't about accepting defeat, it's about recognizing those boundaries and then using them as a launching pad to reach new heights. So, go out there, identify those limitations holding you back, challenge them head on, and remember failure is just feedback. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a boost of motivation. Let's keep spreading the Athlete's Edge philosophy, one inspiring conversation at a time. See you in the next episode, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.